there's this sentence that
part of the verse that says, "And in the ordered place."
Yeah.
And I want to present to us young people that in Christian circles today, the ordered place has been given up. Men have said, you know, on the first day of the week, let me preach to you. Let me minister from the Word of God. Let me have all kinds of things. But as Brother Chuck has said before us, God is a God of detail. He's a God of order. He's a God that gives us instructions according to His mind. And we need to be very careful when we change up what God has given to us to do. Let us not put in the place, in the ordered place, anything that we think is going to be better than what God has told us to do. He wants us to present Christ to us. The ordered place for us, the first day of the week. What He wants to hear from us is of His well-beloved Son, who has made things right for us. I think of Joseph in that prison cell. He says to the, I think it's the chief baker, he says, "When it is well with you, think on me." And that's the wonderful thing, that when we come together on the first day of the week, the Lord says, "You do this in remembrance of me. As often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till He come." Let us meet in the ordered place. Let us bring these wonderful features of the Lord Jesus and put them before His God.
Just another detail. And if I'm wrong on this, I know the brethren will help me to get right about it. You see, young people, this is the value of a Bible study, that we don't compete with one another. We help one another. Mm. I don't know what I think that I see. What wood are you going to use? What wood are you going to use for this sacrifice? What detail God gives. That which had spoken of the enemy's power and how he had destroyed the people of God, I'm going to see here that God uses the very wood of that grove to offer the burnt offering, that the Lord Jesus would destroy him that had the power of death, that He would destroy him totally. There's a man in the glory that has glorified God upon this earth. I didn't finish that thought a minute ago. I have glorified Thee on the earth. What a wonderful thing. And so this detail that we're looking at, he says, and offer a burnt sacrifice. Again, the detail. What kind of an offering? Not a peace offering, not a sin offering, but offer a burnt sacrifice, he says, with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. So there's going to be service first for the Lord here. It's got to be cut down. And then when it's cut down, there's more to be done. Tony has set before us, the altar is built. That wasn't a little job. He took 10 men with him to do this. And we find here in verse 27, then Gideon took 10 men of his servants. Young people, how precious. He did as the Lord had said unto him. What a wonderful thing obedience is in your life and mine. It brings the blessing of God into our lives, that He wants the very best for you and I. I loved what the brother said the other night from the platform, that the enemy works that we would doubt God and believe our doubts. Do you remember him saying that? That we would doubt the word of God. That's what Satan wants us to do. And then he turns around to the very doubts that we have, and he wants us to believe the doubts. Oh, what a wonderful God we belong to. And Gideon realized that. And he did, it says, as the Lord had said unto him. And it was so because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. Now let's be careful here. There was wisdom given from God. It was not a spirit of cowardice. It was not that Gideon was afraid, but he realized that it could not be done without a riot, or whatever you would say, in the light of the day. But God gave him wisdom as to the very time, we talking about again a God of detail, the very time that it would be done, and it would be left a testimony in the morning light.
It is the same principle, Brother Chuck, what you said, there would. You know, when you brought the verse, we said it the other day, to destroy the power of him. How did he destroy the power of the enemy? He took death that belonged to him. That by death he destroyed. By wood, they destroyed it. By Goliath's sword, he cut his head. Every time, God will use the enemy to bring destruction upon this thing. But how wonderful the ordered way, Brother Tony. I am always struck. Because again, we spoke how sweet is the scripture. Do you know the first time that wood was put on an order, I mean upon the altar, you know what the scripture says in Genesis 22? He put the wood in order. You would say, wow, God wants to an order in the wood. Not only all these order things, because he's not the author of confusion, but God, when he planned the death of the Lord Jesus, the determined counsels of God, he had before him a special way of that wood. It was a cross. So people were putting the wood in order. It wasn't just throwing things. And sometimes in our spiritual things, we just throw things and whatever sticks in the heart of the... No, there's an orderly way. And God has wants this wood to be placed in order, because he's impressing upon me how the Lord Jesus in a future day was to die to atone for sin. The second thing, the presence of the Lord. How is he bringing all this about? He was acquainted with his presence. And I think it was mentioned earlier, the more we're acquainted with the presence of the Lord, these things, Brother Chuck, that you're talking about, they become the flow of our life. I always like to encourage the older ones know it, but for the younger ones, once you are acquainted with the presence of the Lord himself, how much do you love your parents? Now, honestly, every one of us, we love our parents so much. We love our brothers so much. But if you want to be a true disciple, because you cannot take this portion and not bring discipleship into it. When the Lord spoke about discipleship, he says, unless you hate, that word hate, please, don't take it the wrong way. It's not the hate that God hates the work of the Nicolaitans. It's not that hate. It's in the Greek language means preference. But the Lord is teaching me a lesson. What is it? What is the lesson? To hate my parents? God forbid. To hate my siblings? God forbid. But he wants me to learn a lesson from a young age that you have to start learning as you are growing up to prefer me first before anyone else. So Gideon has to learn the same lesson. Gideon, it's from your father. I want to test your reality if you prefer me before your father. And this is reality that God will test each and every one of us one time or another in our walk. Well, do I stick with my brother? Do I stick with my father? Do I stick with my mother on the expense of the Lord? Or do I stand on the principle that I prefer the Lord before anyone else? And then everybody else comes. But the Lord has to be first. You know, when Elijah faced that king of Ahab, a wicked king that was destroying the people of God, especially he had a horrible wife. So young man, look carefully for a good sister. We had to say that. So. And sisters, look carefully for a good godly man.
Yes.
These are the features. But I just want to say this, that when he looked at him, because he was in the presence of the... You know what he told him? Do you know what? Does anybody recall the line of Elijah? As the Lord Jehovah liveth, before whom I stand. And how do you think Ahab looked in the eyes of Elijah once he came from the presence of the Lord? He says, you are the one that troubleth Israel. So how did he get discouraged? How did Gideon get discouraged? The presence of the Lord.